Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What is up? Let's get some golf on here, guys.
Let's do it.
You got a new computer?
That's a new old computer, but I'm working with the HP Pro Desk right now.
Love that.
I didn't even have to complain. Mike complained for me.
I love that for you. Yeah, so...
Well, after 17 years here, I don't complain about anything because I just assume that it's going to fall on deaf ears. So I just ignore it. But Mike, on the other hand, Mike's a young Sparky. He's got a case of the supposedest. He complained. Turns out that's, and now I got a new computer. Don't worry, the Wheatstone's still here, but with a longer cord now. So hopefully it doesn't unplug.
Yeah, see, look, plenty of benefits.
Yeah.
Engineering's great.
Look, Mike's over here getting stuff done.
I talked to IT guy Joey, and I was like, hey, you know, there's a couple of things that need addressing, but not the end of the world. But, you know, like Suk's computer, I see him resetting it about five times a show. So you might want to go ahead and replace it. He goes, oh, yeah, those computers aren't doing very well. And he was like, Rob complained that I changed this. Suk just doesn't complain enough. And I went, well, I'm just letting you know. Today, it's changed.
You have a guy complain for you.
Yes.
That's how big time it works.
Well, I'm not much of a complainer. I just accept the fact that some things are going to suck and you deal with it. But maybe that's not the best way to go about things. Or just have someone that complains on your behalf.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good way to go because you need a computer. I mean,
how are they going to know it's bad unless you say something?
Right. Our show is literally based off of us Googling things live on the air.
Pretty much.
So you need that.
I know.
Like, what if you didn't have that? Would the show be better? Most people would be like, oh, yeah, be great. More focus. You're not distracted. No. Wrong.
No, it's all bad.
You need a new computer and you got one. That's fantastic. Exciting news.
I'm feeling good right now.
What's it called again?
That's the HP Pro Desk.
Yeah, see,
it looks like it's from 1994, so I don't think it's new, but I think it's new to me.
I was thinking HP Pro Desk for you. I thought you were an HP Pro Desk guy.
I felt that way, you know, and it's more compact, a little bit smaller here. It's raised up, so I'm feeling good. I've got the pink mic sock happening here. I'm telling you what, I'm mossy right now. I'm percolating with energy.
Yeah. And you should be.
Yeah, well, I needed it. I got chastised today.
I saw that. That's right where I wanted to go. Yeah. Are we talking about last night?
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
Okay, I want to get last night in.
I don't think I was chastised last night.
Well, I thought maybe somebody was giving you crap on Twitter, but I couldn't tell.
Oh.
And I didn't look very close.
Giving you crap about what?
About hitting the... you guys rented... Salem.
We didn't. My brother rented, and then me and Mike just bogarted it.
Yeah, we just went down there and took it by storm.
The Salem Kaisers, Volcanoes Kaisers, so say, Stadium.
Yeah, I don't know what that stadium's called.
It's called Volcano Stadium.
Is it? I just went to In-N-Out and then hook a left, and then you're there.
Yeah. It's that one you see right there on I-5.
Yeah.
They are rather creatively. Mm-hmm. Offering that up for $1,000 a night, and you get it for 24 hours or whatever, and you can just do whatever the hell you want in there.
Which
is super cool.
KGW is doing a story on it, but my brother rented. I don't know how many people have done it, but they did it for a fantasy football league. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, so you guys were down there last night. I thought somebody was giving you crap about not being able to hit it out or something.
Oh, no. No one got it out.
No, it was... Let me tell you, it was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be to hit that ball.
Really?
Yeah.
The pitching machine, honestly, that might... Well, first off, that's the first time... How about Mike? That's the first time I've swung at a baseball in 15 years.
It was 10 years for me, yeah.
And the pitching machine
that's
was...
25 total years.
25 total years. The pitching machine was a bit funky. When we started throwing to each other...
That sounds like an excuse.
No. I mean, it's just...
The max speed was 46 miles an hour.
It was it was odd.
You want to try timing 46 miles an hour? It's really hard.
But once me and Mike, like everyone else did the fantasy crap. And
like
then
Jamie
me,
Moyer.
And then me and Mike and his roommate, we were able to just kind of have it to ourselves. So we started pitching to each other. And that actually got a little bit better.
Yeah. Wait.
Yeah, we could like kind of angle it into the middle a little bit.
Mike
yeah.
has a roommate?
Yeah, Mike's got a roommate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, well, I wanted to hear about that, and I'd like to carve out some time to hear about that. I just think that's a cool thing.
It was really cool.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah, it was what was I trying to say? Really cool, way harder than you would think. If you
to get it out of there?
If you haven't swung a bat in a while, it's just awkward. And I think everyone had that. No one got it out. After a while, you get into a little bit of a groove, but...
You get some line drives going.
You get some line drives, but yeah, there was no one threatened.
Did you guys use wood bats?
No, they had metal bats.
Metal bats.
I don't know if they provided them or if...
No, I think some of the kids brought their own.
Yeah, some of the kids might have brought their own.
Ooh, the kids.
Yeah, like...
The kids were out.
Well, they had some, like, college kids that showed up, and they had a little power. I guess a couple of them got to the warning track. Maybe I one-hopped a couple, but no, there was nothing that was really a threat. The main story was all the everyone kept getting hurt.
Well, yeah, you guys are a bunch of old guys.
Well, I
doing got, things that you
I
never...
gotta say, I was a little bit ashamed of everyone complaining about how sore they were. I'm like, really? Like, it's swinging a baseball bat, people.
Yeah, but that's if you don't do it a lot. Those are muscles they've been dormy for years.
My brother hurt his hip. A bunch of guys had like huge. Like chunks of skin. They had to leave at some point and go buy batting gloves and like second skin. Guys were ripping open their hands. Just some guys were like shoulders were going. Like I thought we'd play a game. Like we had enough guys there. I was like, let's just use the pitching machine and you know, we can get two teams of eight going or, you know, let's play. But I don't think anyone was up for running the bases or trying to field balls, but it was fun. We got to shag fly balls and, me and Mike played catch. It ended up being me and Mike for like an hour just hanging out.
Cute.
Yeah, we had a taster's choice moment.
Yeah, well, because they went and did their fantasy thing.
Yeah. So it was just they were doing their draft.
Yeah, just so use the machine. So we just hit the ball a little bit.
Yeah, we hit the ball and played catch.
To each other.
I'll tell you what, it was a taster's choice moment between friends. I felt something.
That is great.
I did.
A good connection.
Yeah. I got aroused a little bit. It was okay. It was good.
It's
just
fine.
A little.
It's 2020. That's fine.
Just a little, Mike.
Yeah, don't judge.
Flatter yourself.
No, but if you like a fantasy league or just whatever, you know, they had 12 guys, they chipped in $100 a piece and it covered everything. I will tell you though, you got to pay for the lights. The lights are expensive.
They pay extra.
They charge you. I didn't know this, but so to turn on the lights, it's $100 an hour.
Ooh.
And that's their cost. He said they make no money on that. It's just really expensive to run all those lights. So if you want the lights on.
So it's more than $1,000.
$1,000, but if you want, you don't have to turn the lights on. You can just hang out in the stadium in the clubhouse and there's enough lights there. But if you want to play at night, you got to flick on the lights and then that runs you. But I think we did it for like 2 hours, turned on the lights, which was cool to, you know, to play underneath the lights and run around. As way cool time.
I don't know
if I'd want to go back and do it again next week.
Right.
But as a one-time thing, that was kick-ass.
That's a cool summer thing.
Yeah. And like you get free run of the clubhouse. I mean, they like 5 or 6 guys stayed the night and like they slept in.
Did you guys play cards in there?
I didn't. I left. I didn't spend the night. Me and Mike both took off after everyone went to In-N-Out Burger and then we just left. I'm no offense, but I'm not.
By the way,
I'm not sleeping in a fantasy football party.
What?
No, we're good.
If I can drive 40 minutes to sleep in my own bed, I'm not sleeping at second base.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Okay, so our roving reporters are saying that John was just on the station on Dirt and Sprague Show and told very different tales of what happened last night.
What was the...
I don't know. I don't know.
I was also there.
I don't know.
This is not a case of Suke exaggerating because I was also there sharing the same experience.
Okay. Well, I don't know what I would be exaggerating about.
I don't know.
Apparently, Swigard was talking crap on you.
Talking crap?
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
Do you know what that means? Like he was making fun of you?
Oh, I don't know.
I think he has a vendetta on you.
Okay.
Or against you. I think we've got a new station feud.
The station feud?
Souk versus Swigard.
Is Swag mad at me for being athletic and being able to not hurt myself walking a golf course? Is that what we're talking about? Or
yeah, see, that's why we have a feud right there.
I say a new, right a new, there. A new but old feud, right?
Shots fired. Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know any of this. I wasn't listening today, unfortunately, to the fan from noon to three, so I don't know what happened.
Oh, did someone say that John said the pitching machine was set to 60? No, it wasn't.
No, no.
It was set at 40-something, and when we turned it up,
The max speed was 52.
Why didn't you guys have... Do they have a screen that somebody could throw just BP? Yes.
And that's what me and Mike did to each other, but everyone else used the pitching machine. But when we tried to turn the pitching machine up...
What else did you do to each other?
All kinds of stuff. The pitching machine,
like you said, he got a little bit aroused.
Yeah, the pitching machine would launch it up by your eyes if you turned it up. So we just, it was 40 something miles.
The sweet spot was 46 for it to be somewhat down the middle of the plate.
It wasn't fast. It was just weird to time. But I'm telling you, I missed way more. Like you swung, like if it wasn't like like every day it would go high, it would go low. And if it was chest or higher, boy, I don't think I hit a one. Like, I mean, I took a lot of cuts and you just end up missing. The timing of it was really awkward.
Sprague just texted me. He said, John said he wasn't close, and Swag said, John said Souk wasn't close to a home run at all.
No.
And Swag said he couldn't wait to hear Souk's excuse for no home run.
Ooh.
I think my excuse was that it was hard. And
it's been a long time.
No one came close to hitting one out.
The closest to hitting one out was the kid who was actually a good high school baseball player.
Yeah, good high school player. I think he hit the fence a couple times. No, I one-hopped maybe once or twice. I did not come close.
No, the closest Souk got was he hit one to deep center field, and then it rolled onto the warning track.
Yeah.
So he hit the warning track on a roll.
Yeah.
Would you like me to set up a boxing match with Swigard or a MMA match?
Either one. He'd be happy to get his ass kicked in either way. So that fight would last approximately nine seconds when he got his ass kicked.
What if we gave him a knife?
I would still kick his ass in about 13 seconds. That's what would happen. Remember when Swag tried to squat 300?
I'm poking the bear.
Remember when Swag tried to squat 300 pounds?
Very uncomfortable now.
I need to stop.
It would go something along those lines. So,
well, anyway,
by the way, I'm just kidding here, Swag. I absolutely love you. Uh-huh. There's no tension here whatsoever.
Nice qualifier. What? Why were you chastised? Who chastised you?
Oh, I was chastised by my doctor. I had something cut off my back today, and apparently I wasn't supposed to do that on my own. I had a little growth thing, like I don't know what. I thought it might be like a skin tag or something. It was a weird little growth thing, and I just kept cutting it off with a razor blade. And I actually went in today and had it removed, and now we have to send it in for a biopsy. And I was chastised, so I just wanted to give a word of warning out there. Don't cut anything off yourself.
What on earth are you doing cutting off a growth with a razor blade over and over again?
I know, and it kept growing back. And I was like, screw you. So I just kept cutting it off. But apparently, don't do that. It's not a wise practice.
Why?
And no.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, now I got stitches in there. So it's being sent off to biopsy. So that was my...
why can't you cut it off?
That was my question. He cut it off. Why can't I cut it off? I think the point is that he cuts it all out and then sends it in, as opposed to me that just keeps cutting it off and having it bleed profusely. So that was my morning.
We are getting drop alerts.
Yeah.
You've said a couple of things.
Okay.
One being my excuse was it was hard. We can maybe look for that. We also have, I have a weird little growth thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
That could come in handy.
Yeah, and it just kept coming back bigger.
And there was another one in here, too.
But that's the first time I've had anything biopsied and sent away. I'm not going to lie. It was a little like, oh, yeah, that's weird.
Why is that weird?
I don't know. I felt
it makes you feel old?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's what the olds get.
There was a little bit of like, yeah, we need to send this thing off. Although he felt pretty confident that it was nothing, it was nothing like nefarious. It wasn't going to cause any problems, but he's like, just to be on the safe side, we'll send it away. Either way, it was a little weird getting that thing punched out.
Hmm. All right. Well, you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
Ready to blow this bitch up.
Well, we're rocking you on a Friday.
Yeah. It's Friday.
Yeah. Me and Mike are on an emotional connection high.
Yeah.
You know, let's do this.
The weather, you were bitching about the weather yesterday. Oh, it's great.
Weather's perfect.
It's like 80. 81 degrees.
Yeah, this is absolutely wonderful.
Maybe 82.
Yeah. Oh, and I've got more animal news. Something's happening around my yard, and I'm not sure. It might the animal uprising might be backfiring on me. Operation Best Friend may have taken a strange turn.
Coyote.
I don't know. There's a lot of mess happening, and I'm not sure what it is. Yeah, I've never seen it before. There's weird
scat.
Yeah, there's weird scat happening around the house, and now it's in the front yard and all over, and I don't know what to make of it.
Hmm.
I'm a little thrown off.
It's probably a family of pythons.
It's possible. And something apparently is digging in my front yard. Oh, I feel like...
That'd be a mole.
But it's not. I've battled moles before.
Yeah, I definitely think python.
Something weird is going on. I feel like between the death wood pile and then the raccoons and the possum and now whatever's happening here, I don't know. But there's an uneasy feeling right now around my place.
All right, well, let's check in on the Orlando bubble to start. 3:15 on the Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Yes, inquiring minds want to know how long the In-N-Out line was. And did you guys...
I did not. I wasn't touching that line. Me and Mike left at what, 10?
It was 10 p.m. on a Thursday night, and the line was on the street still.
Cars?
It's a pretty big parking lot, and they had it all like coned off and stuff. 10 p.m. on a Thursday. I'm not waiting.
Well, is anybody going in, though? Like, no. Everybody's going drive-thru, right?
Right,
yeah.
Because of COVID and everything?
It's still way too long for that time.
Yeah, I would never sit in that line.
No. 10 p.m.? No.
But yeah. I think they did. I think the guys that stayed all hung around. I got a bag of jalapeno Cheetos from the clubhouse and a bottle of water and hit the road home. I'm... In-N-Out's fine. I've said it a million times in the program. I do not understand the In-N-Out thing. It's
overrated.
I'm sure it's a burger.
I've never had it, and I would like to try it at some point, but I am not waiting in line for it.
I'm telling you.
I just will not do it.
It's overrated. But we'll get you some one of these days.
Well, if it's opening up here anytime, then I guess that'll be easier, even if the line's long. I don't know.
Is that a franchise? Can we buy one? You guys want to buy one?
I'm sure you can. I'll bet you it's expensive as all get out.
Oh, though. For sure.
Yeah, but how quickly do you make it back?
I don't know. I mean, there's got to be. I'm guessing.
Like lines all day, every day.
I'm guessing there's some sort of territory thing, or maybe they control the flow of it. Because as popular as that thing is, if all it was a franchise like a Black Rock Coffee, wouldn't you think that people would be snapping those up and putting them, you know, up all around? I'm sure there is some sort of strict guideline or that with a slow expansion, because some of that with In-N-Out, especially when it's out of California, is just it's demand because it's unique. Right. If you put all of a sudden there was 12 In-N-Outs, you wouldn't have lines around the corner. In fact, that's the only one. But the idea that anyone would drive a length of time to go wait in line for 45 minutes for an In-N-Out burger is baffling to me.
This is an older answer, but it says they are not a franchise.
OK.
So,
well, if I'm rolling through Mickey D's for my three cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
If I see three cars, I'm usually upset.
Exactly.
And
I don't know if you ever do this too, but I don't know about three. My cutoff may be four and I will go somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Or I will just abort.
That's right.
Yeah. There's just no,
if I'm not within one car of the speaker.
Yeah.
I'm out.
You're out. Because there's nothing worse. I don't know why that is. I thought Disneyland was the worst wait of all time. I feel like it might be shifting to fast food. Because, look, let's be honest. Whether you're McDonald's, In-N-Out, Wendy, whatever it is, right? It's fast food, okay? You're not waiting for for anything good. You're going to immediately feel horrible after you eat it. You're like, God, why am I so fat? Why did I do this?
The shame.
Yeah, everyone had that shame glaze that comes on you when you realize you've spilled, like, ketchup or something down you. Why would anyone wait for that feeling? No.
Or you're just like me and do the McDonald's challenge and feel that way for a week straight.
God, I still can't believe you did that. Hey, poor bastard.
You felt bad for a week?
Yeah, I felt terrible.
Mm. So it's like the whole point of fast food is that it's an instant, like it's a snap decision. You're like, well, let's be unhealthy and, you know, take a big runny steamer afterwards. All right, it's right there. But to wait 45 minutes? No. That's where your brain should kick in and be like, I need to do something better for myself than this. Please, please drive away.
I'm not sure that that's worse than a like theme park line, though.
That's tough for me.
Because I guess you get more out of waiting in line at a theme park because you get to go on a cool ride and you get the adrenaline if it's a roller coaster or something like that. But, I mean, going to Six Flags and waiting for 3 hours for a roller coaster, waiting for 40 minutes for a burger is way easier than that. Especially if you don't get the fast pass, right? You just wait in the regular line.
Yeah, but at least you don't feel shame afterwards for going on the roller coaster.
You're just standing for 3 hours to go on a 45-second ride.
That's right. It's like 3 minutes and you're done.
3 minutes?
I'd rather
not
have
even
the burgers.
Yeah, some of those are
really short.
Now, if they gave me the ride and the burgers, I stand in line.
Well, speaking of like, can't you combine it? What if you had like an In-N-Out? Like a line delivery, like while you're waiting in Disneyland,
you could kill two lines with one.
Yeah, they give you In-N-Out. Now that's fantastic. Like combining ideas. I saw today where someone, I forget where it was, but someone opened a tap room where you drink and you adopt foster dogs. So at the bar,
I've seen that.
Yeah, like you're just sitting there pouring a beer, and then like right behind the bar, they just got dogs like hanging
puppies,
out.
Puppies, yeah, playing. Yeah.
So you play out, you know, you're like, I'll have that IPA. And,
they get you drunk, and then you buy a dog.
We need to combine more great things, or take, you know, the wait time, smoosh them together, make it a little bit better. Like at Disneyland or Six Flags, why aren't there beer vendors or hard alcohol sales in the line? I feel like there should be like a kid line and an adult line like adjacent to each other, and the kids can get like a snow cone, which you'll pay $12 for your kid to shut up while he's in line. Meanwhile, you know, you get yourself like a nice old fashioned or something, a whiskey sour while you're waiting, and all of a sudden the line's not so bad.
Yeah.
And you're making money.
This was our theory that applied to malls.
Yes.
And guys,
there needs to be a bar.
Guys at malls.
Yeah, there's got to be, instead of like you waiting outside the store,
yeah,
you need to have like random like roving bars or just stationary bars set up throughout the mall.
Well, we went to Disneyland many, many moons ago and took our son and his cousin, and we went on what they said was the busiest day of the year.
Yeah.
At Disneyland.
You poor bastard.
No question.
Dude, that
and we didn't
horrific.
Know that. We were novices. So we were just like, it was like right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Is when it is. It's like it's the busiest day of the year every year. And we were there. And the lines were, it depends on the ride. So we could get the kids on stupid stuff that nobody wanted to go on.
The teacups.
But they were young enough. They didn't care.
It's a small world after all.
The nice rides or whatever everybody was all jonesing for.
Yeah.
Was half a day. They said you would have to get in. If you wanted to ride the ride, you need to get in line in the morning.
Wow. See, that's...
And it was jam-packed. It was horrible.
Well, I mean, because so many of those people come
from... I still have scar tissue from it.
Some people come from so far away. Just cut it off yourself. I'm telling you, it works great. just don't tell your doctor that you do that. If you come from, like, Minnesota or whatever, though, like, you don't have a choice. Like, you know, you're there. You have to wait in line. Like, if you go and you want to ride the Indiana Jones Spectacular, what are you going to do?
Well, not ride it. Just find something else.
But I think that's the point, is in a place like...
These people won't.
Yeah, you have to go. Otherwise...
Well, thankfully, our kids were young enough at that time that they didn't know any different.
Yeah. Well, one of my biggest public freakouts of all time, and I've told the story, I kicked over one of the little velvet rope things, flipped two birds, and walked out of line... I flipped off my family. It's not my proudest moment. My kids still talk about it to this day. And I stormed off from Disneyland.
You told them.
Yeah.
Flipping them off.
Well, and it was my wife. It was just, I was at my breaking
that's
point.
That's what that place does to people.
It did. In no way is this an exaggeration. I literally said, the next person that complains, I'm leaving. And like 8 seconds after that, someone, I don't even remember who it was, someone bitched about something, and I kicked over the post that held the line, two birds, and I stormed. I couldn't handle it. I was going to crack.
You got to back up your tough talk, though. You can't just threaten that and then not leave. So you had to.
I did.
You had to back it up.
I stormed off, and then like 30 minutes later when I came back, boy, I had to eat some, you know, I had to apologize. I came back, and it wasn't even anyone yelling at me. It was just a lot of disappointed looks. It was one of those things. I'm like, look, I'm sorry.
This place sucks.
Mistakes were made. Well, I didn't want to go. I wanted to go to Mexico or Hawaii. And everyone was like, no, we're going to Disneyland. And I'm like, it's going to be miserable. It's the summer. You're all going to be hot. It's going to be lines. And so I went to Disneyland and was like, I'm going to have a good attitude. I'm going to be positive about this. And when I got there, all anyone did was bitch. And I was like, I didn't want to come. Why am I the only one not complaining? And it just, the complaints and the complaints and the $12 corn dog that someone threw on the ground because they didn't want it anymore. I couldn't take it.
They broke you.
They did. They absolutely broke me. My kids wanted to ride one stupid ride. It was just like some, you got in an airplane and it just spun you around. And that's all they wanted. And there wasn't a big line to that, right? And so I said, just let them keep riding that. That's all they wanted to do. And my wife was like, no, we need to go see other parts of the park. And I'm like, no, they're just going to keep complaining. They're happy here. Let's just ride this a couple times. And that's what the argument was over. And then eventually it led to that. One of my more shameful moments of my parenting life. But, you know, I've apologized since. But do not
look, it happens.
Do not shout the F word. Do not flip your family off and storm off kick over a barrier.
If you took a survey of dads everywhere and said, you know, where was your biggest meltdown as a dad?
Yeah.
Half of them are going to come from there. Disneyland or Disney World.
Yeah.
It's that place.
Yeah. But don't you
it's
feel like
awful. It's evil.
When you have that moment where you snap, like you just, you feel like such a chonch because you're like, boy, am I 4 years old? Like, am I really that guy flipping out? And I'm lucky it happened 10 years ago. Cause if it hadn't, I'd be on freaking Instagram or something. Someone would have taken out their phone and videotaped it.
Right.
And I would have, you know, but look at this jackass.
Yep. Jackass dad.
Yeah.
Ruins kids Disneyland vacation.
Sure.
Little do they know.
No, it was them.
It was them.
It was everyone.
Just sitting there griping.
Yes. And my daughter was like, I want a corn dog. She was little. I want a corn dog. I want a corn dog. And they were $12. And I was like, fine, you can have a corn dog.
God, $12.
$12 for a corn dog. She took one bite of it and went, I'm full. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're not full. You're going to eat that corn dog. And like 30 seconds later, guess what happened? She accidentally dropped the corn dog on the ground.
That's a Suk maneuver there.
Boy, I'll
can't
tell you
someone
what.
Else eat the corn dog? Like,
yeah, couldn't she have like given it to you?
Yeah, like, why does she got to eat it?
Thank you. Well, at that point, had she just been like, "I'm not eating this,"
then
someone else would have taken it.
Actually, it's the other way around. We're kind of coming at you about this.
Really?
Like that was
Well, you could have been like, "All right, honey, I'll have the rest of it for you."
No,
right? Or give it to somebody else.
I was like, "You will eat that bleeping corn dog."
I paid $12.
It wasn't even that.
How much
it was,
does that corn dog cost now?
God, I don't know.
18.
Because how many years ago was this?
Corn dogs.
It was probably less than 10 because she's 15 now and she was probably 5 at the time.
So about 10 years
ago.
Yeah,
maybe it is. Maybe it was 5, 6 years.
So is that a $22 corn dog now?
Boy, I'll tell you.
And it was like, say something about corn
dog? I want a corn dog. I want a corn dog. I want a corn. Fine, have a corn dog. I don't want it.
Is a corn dog the worst food? Because I feel like it might be.
The worst?
It's just.
That's a really
why would
take.
Anyone invent a corn dog? Like, who invented the corn dog? He needs to be kicked in the nuts.
Well, it's a hot dog with, and it's battered and fried. I mean.
It's just, yeah, it's I mean, that's gross.
Not really.
It doesn't make sense. None of it. Corn dogs are awful. And then you stick a stick up in there?
Yeah.
What?
Just for easy handling.
It makes no sense.
See, it might.
I mean, I'm not like in love with corn dogs, but they're not worst food of all time.
Well, God. I think they are to me.
Well, in that
it's
moment.
A hot take.
Have you had olives?
Oh, come on. Come on with that. Get out of here with that. Olives are great.
No.
Except for black olives.
All I know in that moment.
You hate mushrooms. How about mushrooms?
Mushrooms, yeah, that's.
If you would ask me that
nobody
question,
invented
though,
them. They're just.
Yeah, they're just there. But that's the thing is like right? Mushrooms and corn dogs aren't the same category.
God invented them.
And on the fourth day, God said, let there be mushrooms and
I
corn
really
dogs.
I really don't understand why people eat mushrooms. It makes no sense to me, but. I'm kind of a.
Yes, because they taste good.
I'm an idiot.
And to get high.
Yeah, right.
Well, I guess that is another thing.
Yeah. I mean, there you go.
It's fungus.
Yeah. My dog sometimes eats them if they grow in the backyard and then she gets all weird. She like lays down and drools a lot.
I don't know. I just think corn dogs are bad. Anyway.
If you would have asked me in that moment, I would have agreed with you that the corn dog was from hell and that's where it could go back to. Look, Disneyland can break you. I warn every dad when I hear, hey, we're going to Disneyland, I'm like, be prepared. Be prepared. And then wait for this one, too, because this happens.
They ought to do, like, a warning video.
Sure. This one happens right here. All right, kids, let's wake up. We don't want to go. We want to stay and hang out at the pool. Okay, let's go. No. Then your wife's like, no, we're going. we're going. I'm like, just let them sit at the pool. They
want to
be at
controversial.
The, yeah.
They don't want to go to the park at all.
They just wanted to stay in there. The pool had a little slide and all that.
That'll save you hundreds.
That's what I was like. Well, we had already bought the tickets, but you know.
Well, then you're going.
Yeah. And so Beck was like, no, we're going. And I'm like, please don't, because the whole time we're there, they're going to be bitching because they want to be back at the pool because it's 95 degrees, which was my point in the first place, why we should be in Mexico or Hawaii.
Mike, never have children.
Okay.
It all goes back to that.
Selfish and disruptive.
That's right.
I've never spent more money to be miserable in my entire life.
Right. And I think most people would agree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, who likes that?
There's weird dudes out there that love it. It's like their thing. And they wear like Mickey Mouse jackets. And
I'd like to not overlook the fact that Rob called the corn dog the worst food ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bold statement.
I think that's wrong.
It's a bold statement.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's really, really bold.
I'm sorry that you don't agree with
my... It's a fried hot dog.
Yeah. It's terrible. The breading is terrible. Hot dogs are terrible in and of themselves.
I mean, that is true.
I'm not sure that anything fried is terrible.
Nothing good. Nothing good. The only thing good would be some sort of dipping sauce to make it palatable.
Yeah, and there's...
That's it. Mustard or ketchup. Yeah. And that's... I'm like, why? Why are we doing this? What is this charade?
Someone probably went, oh, look, a hot dog. How can I make this a full circle?
How can I make this worse? All right. Oh, my God.
This is a hell of a start to the program, boys.
We're not going
to
talk about anything today. I can tell you that right now.
We're rocking you on a Friday.
We are rocking you on a Friday.
I got a poll question, but we'll have to get to it next. We'll check in on the NBA bubble in Orlando. Here is Mike.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, here's our poll question today, 1080thefan.com. Got a little sidetracked there.
Yeah, for the first, 40 minutes?
It's brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. What is your level of optimism for the Blazers in the bubble? Excuse me. Watch out, Lakers. Have you watched them play?
The Lakers or the Blazers?
Or COVID will shut it all down so it doesn't matter.
You don't understand. They've got Nurk and Collins back. There are national pundits that believe that Portland is the team that could upset the Lakers. It's kind of a sexy pick.
Keyword is could.
I don't think that's what they said, though. I think
that's what they said.
No, I think
they were asked the question,
yes,
who is the most likely team to cause an upset?
Right. And they were talking about the 8 seeds. So, of course, it's not the stupid Magic.
Well, the Blazers do have to get the 8 seed
so
first.
It's the Blazers by default. Yeah, that's right. The Blazers, I'm going to bet on them coming out of the gate.
Yeah.
Because I think they're going to be locked in. I just think a lot of these teams aren't going to care.
Yeah.
But the Blazers are one that is. So I'll bet on them.
Well,
isn't their first game against Memphis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but Memphis is a little younger. Blazers are not an old team, but... I think the Blazers are. This is my logic. Okay.
Sure.
The Blazers are going to be ready to go.
Really good betting research going in here.
Yeah. That's what my gut says.
Well,
the Grizzlies are young. The Blazers are slightly less young.
I just don't know. I know everyone is all
Blazers pick
fired up, obviously, and I get why.
It's a pick'em
because of Nurk and Collins, but Nurk hasn't played in over a year. Collins has played like 6 games. I'm sure both are healthy, but and supposedly both are in pretty good shape. But God, you want to talk about knocking off some rust? I mean, those two guys, I have no idea what to expect out of either one of them. So if you get peak Nurk, and that's the other one, too, is with Collins. Collins a nice player, hopefully with a bright future. But I do not understand this idea that Zach Collins is somehow like this tour de force that's going to come back and change everything. A healthy Nurk is a big deal. But he proved that when he was healthy, that is a real difference maker on both ends of the floor. The Zach Collins thing... Outside of a couple decent moments in the playoffs last year, it was a giant disappointment for him. And this year was, 6 games? So I just think a lot is riding on that, and that, to me, makes it a great unknown. I can see why people think Portland is a dangerous team, and I think you have one of the top players in the league in Lillard. So you've got a crack at it, but, boy, I don't certainly feel confident about them making the 8 seed, and I sure as hell don't feel confident about them giving L.A. a huge run.
They have to stay within 4 games of Memphis, is that right?
Yes. Well, they have to be within 4, and no one else can be closer.
Oh, right, because it's only two. It's just two teams.
If there is a team that is within four games of the eight seed, the 8 and 9 will play. But if there's two teams that are within four games of the eight seed, only the one that's closer gets to go. So let's say, for instance, if New Orleans is two games back of Memphis and Portland is three games back of Memphis, it's New Orleans and Memphis for the eight seed, not Portland.
Right. Yeah. I thought there was a scenario where they said if they're tied, what if New Orleans and Portland are tied?
That I haven't seen, but they're only doing everything I've read is that there can be a max of four games in that play-in, and that would be two in the East, two in the West. So I have not seen anything that provides for any sort of provision between the 9 and the 10 playing to see who. So I don't know what the tiebreaker is, but it is my understanding that there will only be one play-in team going in against the 8 seed.
All right. Well, they're all there. All the teams are there. Yeah. They made it to Orlando. And they're all in the bubble, quarantining and such.
Yeah.
Blazers practice tomorrow. They start, what do they call them, scrimmage games?
Yes.
On Thursday of next week. Mm-hmm. And then they'll get going against Memphis July 31.
Sure. Now, the Lakers, I mean, they lost, a pretty key component for them who had come in and made a big difference with Avery Bradley being out. But at the same time, let's not act. The Blazers were what, 8 games below 500. And, you know, let's not act like New Orleans, Memphis or Portland is really a giant threat to the Lakers or the Clippers for that matter. Right. If that happens, shame on the Lakers and shame on the Clippers. I mean, it's weird that when we get to an 8 seed in the NBA, we never take an 8 seed seriously, like ever. And yet, like all of a sudden, you're like, well, is there an 8 seed that's dangerous? More dangerous than the next, but dangerous? No.
That's what we do here, though.
I know.
Classic Portland.
Yeah, we have to come up with a reason why.
But they are healthier.
It could happen.
I mean, they should be better, but they were so bad before. It's like,
well. They were eight games below 500, but yeah. Nurk and Collins, and that's the great unknown. If those two come back and are big difference makers, and no Trevor Ariza, who was a nice addition for them, but no one knows what to expect out of this because who knows who's in shape, who knows who's been playing, who knows who's going to come out of the gates and take it seriously. There's just, these are all big, giant, fat question marks that no one can answer because, well, this has never happened before.
I say watch out for the Pels. Yeah. I think they're going to be
like the Pelicans.
Yeah, because they're healthy.
Now I did see a photo of Zion because we had him.
He's all ripped up.
Yeah, like we thought maybe he would be on the
fat plan,
the Raymond Felton plan.
The two guys we thought would be fat,
Jokic
and Zion, are both
skinny
and ripped.
Jokic looks like a completely different person, and I saw that photo of Zion and went, "What?"
Did you see Doncic?
No.
He's supposedly fat.
Yeah, the rumor was is that he was the leader in the clubhouse for who didn't take it seriously.
But I'm sure he's getting that.
Yeah. Well, he's one of those guys.
Starting to get that.
He's one of those guys, too, that never really looked he did not have like a great NBA body to begin with. He just looked like a dude out there that could play. He never looked like maybe fitness was his tight priority, but. Zion, that photo looked scary. Because that was always the fear, is that his body wouldn't be able to hold up. But if he gets on like that, Kevin Love had a little bit of that coming out of UCLA, you know, and then he got to the NBA and completely transformed himself. And I would assume when you're Zion, right, you get a private chef and all that stuff, and you stop eating cheeseburgers, and then you become, you know, an unstoppable force.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
All right. Rajon Rondo checked in. We'll get to that next.
Yeah.
And the food scene there.
The fire festival.
And by the way,
it's getting better.
Did I read that they are opening up Disney World to the public? I know these guys are quarantined. Like it's a separate thing and they're, you know.
Yes.
But they're opening up with what's going on in Florida, mm-hmm. like COVID and such.
Yes.
They're now opening Disney World?
Yeah, and I saw a story.
To the general public?
But with restrictions.
I saw a story that they weren't testing the employees either.
My God. Yeah. Well, I know they aren't in the bubble. They're not testing.
No, I'm talking about Disney World.
At all.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed, but Florida and Texas and Arizona and Georgia and Alabama.
So Disney World's going to be open.
They don't care. I don't know if you've gotten that vibe.
You guys want to go?
11,000 cases in Florida yesterday.
Yeah, they had 11,000 more today.
No, don't you understand? It's only about testing. Where that's it. It's just they're testing, and therefore there's more positive cases. No one pay any attention
just
to it.
Just doesn't seem like a good idea.
No, no, it doesn't. But
kind of like the corn dog.
Do you remember a couple months ago when we said...
God, I love your corn dog take.
Man, I hope Georgia's right. Do you remember that?
Oh, like, Georgia. Because
they were the first one to open. Yeah, yeah. And we were like, well, maybe it'll be okay.
Georgia.
For a while, it looked, yeah, they it looked
kinda,
good.
They kind of cocky sniffed us.
Well, and I did. Like, when... Who's the... Is it
so did Florida.
Was it DeSantis? Is that his name?
DeSantis.
Look, when he came out and did his big, you know, FU, look, I was like, all right, man, you have every right. Everyone kept saying that you were going to be the next one and... You were going to take him into the side of the mountain, and it hadn't happened. And so I was like, I get it. You have every reason to kind of cocky sniff, and no.
Yeah, but let's open Disney World, okay?
That boomerang karma came right back around. Well, all right. people need the rat or the mouse or whatever the hell that thing is.
That people need $20 corn dogs and chocolate-covered. I remember I had a chocolate-covered banana.
Yeah.
Because it was the only line that wasn't 8,000 miles.
I like the turkey leg. Turkey leg's good.
Hey, we've got late breaking Pac-12 news too.
Okay.
Look at that. Hey, look at sports are going to keep us on track on Friday.
Sports.
So we'll get to that coming up. It is 3:49 on the Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Well, I'm enthralled here. We're watching Golf Channel because we were watching the Workday Charity Open or whatever.
Yeah.
And now they're showing Patrick Mahomes playing golf, and he's fist pumping and going crazy. Like, he's a good golfer.
Well, most quarterbacks are.
They really are. They in pitchers.
Yeah, it kind of comes with the territory.
And then his caddy's drinking a beer. I'm fascinated.
Why are you fascinated?
Well, I want to know more. Like, what tournament is that?
Oh,
What is he playing? Well, who's he playing? Why is he fist pumping? How much money is on the line? Why is the caddy drinking a beer?
Well, why wouldn't the caddy be drinking a beer?
Golf Rob sports pants are very tight.
Very much so.
I feel like the PGA
PGA
would be way better if you allowed someone to have a couple when you're out on the course. You got to find that nice zone though, because you know we've all had that moment where you're feeling good and then you go a little too far and then you're standing over the ball and you know maybe the equilibrium isn't quite there.
Yeah.
It happened to me down at Bandon Dunes earlier, a couple weeks back.
You gotta be careful with that.
I felt like the game was going well, and then you know we hit a little bit of the backup, and then there was some downtime, and well, the downtime turned into you know drinking time, and then the back nine was not good.
Yeah, there's like it's like anything.
Yeah, it's a sweet spot.
Yeah, you can ramp to a sweet spot where you really
you're
money.
You feel it, Dad.
Boy, you go off the cliff.
Yep.
The other way?
Yep.
It's trouble.
And you know when it's happening, you're like, maybe I should stop. And then you gotta rally. You gotta get some water in you and shake it off after a handful of holes.
All right, well, the late-breaking Pac-12 news is not shocking by any means, but...
It's not breaking news, dude.
It is not breaking news, but it kind of is, that the Pac-12 is going conference only.
Yeah.
So they followed the lead of the Big Ten, which was yesterday.
Yeah, and we heard that the ACC was going to be the first one to follow. It turns out it's the Pac-12, and the other conferences are basically saying that they're going to try to wait until the end of July to make it. But you've now got two major of the Power Fives. And remember, when the Big Ten pulled out, you had already lost a couple big non-conference games for the Pac-12. Now the Pac-12 has pulled out, anyone that they're playing in non-conference, you're just going to have a hard time scrambling, trying to fill these holes in your schedule. So look, one more league has the domino and then you're hooped at that point. If the ACC follows the Big 12 and the SEC, they're going to have to,
how could they not follow?
Exactly.
Like, what are they going to do?
I mean, I guess you can just bury your head in the sand and say that we're going to keep doing this. The Big 12 is the only one that would be a bit sticky because they don't have enough teams to play 10 games.
Well, I saw that Brett McMurphy tweeted about the SEC.
Yeah.
And they're all meeting. Their SEC ADs are all getting together on Monday.
Sure.
In Birmingham. They're actually getting together in person. The Pac-12 guys voted today on conference call. But McMurphy was saying that the SEC is considering, they're not considering this, but there are four teams in one of the divisions that they want to play an 8-game conference schedule and they want to play their in-state rival from the other division as well. So they want 9 games.
Yeah. But then you would
have,
so you
but then you have to find somebody for the other teams that don't have that to play.
Yeah. Because like the in-state rival for Alabama would be Auburn, but they're already on the same side of the
right
the SEC. So I don't.
So I don't know how you make that work.
I don't know. And the Big 12. I mean, but I'm sure if you're the Big 12, I mean, you can say conference only, but then you know maybe you could call BYU and ask if or someone like that. It's close. Same kind of footprint if you wanted to try to do that.
Yeah.
But.
So he says four SEC East division teams: Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, and South Carolina. Desperately want to play their ACC state rivals. I'm sorry, I said other. Their ACC state rivals.
Okay, so along that would be like with, South Carolina, Clemson,
right? Along with eight SEC league games in the event of a 9-game season this year.
Okay.
However, the SEC has to figure out the obstacle of how to get the other 10 SEC teams a Power 5 non-conference game.
So it's weird because you could say, hey, we're going conference only, but not really. It's a
so
conference.
So Florida wants to play Florida State.
Yeah.
Georgia wants to play Georgia Tech.
Yeah. And the
and so on.
South Carolina, Clemson. And is there one
Kentucky
other?
Who is there?
I don't know if there is another Kentucky. Texas A&M would be. I don't know if Texas A&M would want to play.
Who's Kentucky's rival in the ACC? I'm drawing a blank there.
I don't know if they have one. There's not another team in Kentucky. Well, Louisville.
Well, no.
Sorry.
It doesn't have to be.
Would it be?
Well, I guess it would be Louisville.
It would be Louisville.
They probably want to play Louisville.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, that's, I don't know. I don't see how anything other than just full conference only happens.
Yeah. But there's going to have to be exceptions. But, I mean, I suppose you're going to have.
Yeah, they're not going to play anyway.
I tend to think that that's going to be a bit of a. It's going to be a bit of a challenge. I do think you're going to start the season. I just don't know if you're going to finish it. You know, this idea that you're just going to try to cram this thing through. I think if they don't, I do think the Ivy League, the playing in spring, they're going to try to do that. They have to find a way to try to recoup some of this money. Otherwise, it's just a post-apocalyptic war zone next year with athletic programs and budgets. And there's probably a lot of people scared right now. A lot of people that are really puckered. And this may ultimately lead to, like I said, a total reform of college football where, you know, the either college football breaks away and you not try to be responsible for the non-revenue generating sports, those non-revenue generating sports becoming club teams, maybe schools being more judicious with handing out contracts. I mean, what is it now? There's like $200 million in coaches' salaries right now that aren't actually coaching their team. Yeah, you know, there's going to be some changes. This is going to affect every sector of life, and college sports is certainly no outlier in that.
All right, more on this is coming up next. Science wins again, and we will check in with Rajon Rondo's thoughts on the Motel 6 that they're staying at out there. 4 o'clock on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.